Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our first guest today, and that is East Lansing Mayor Vic Loomis. Hello, Vic.
Hey, Jack. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine, and a very busy time in East Lansing with the return of students and another school year at Michigan State. Obviously, traffic patterns takes a little bit longer to get through downtown, but I guess that's a nice problem to have, right?
We enjoy it. We've got the new school year off to a great start. Spartans are 2-0. Got a big game coming up Saturday night. We're having fun in East Lansing.
Before we talk about the burned Koran found over the weekend at the Islamic Center of East Lansing, is there anything that fans should be aware of in terms of this weekend with a night football game and also the possibility of any extracurricular activity downtown that students and other visitors would want to avoid?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Jack. And again, we welcome all to the City of East Lansing. Football Saturdays at Michigan State and in East Lansing are a wonderful time, and we all enjoy them. And we want all of our visitors and all of our guests to enjoy Michigan State's athletic successes and to enjoy them responsibly. I'm not aware of any big events that are planned either within the city or on campus, other than the football game, but there is a lot of celebrating, and rightfully so. We just ask that everybody keep their mind about their celebrating and do so in a most responsible manner.
All right, let's talk about the story that has gotten a lot of publicity here, not exactly the kind that you would want over the past few days. Police continuing to investigate the source of the burned Koran at the Islamic Center. Can you tell us a little bit about this process and what it means the City of East Lansing to be on top of this?
Well, thank you for the opportunity to talk about this, Jack. It was an unfortunate incident. I'm going to take it a little further. It was a deplorable act, and it was something that is not at all characteristic of the City of East Lansing or our citizens, our many, many citizens within the city. And it is an act that the city condemns unequivocally. And we're very serious about trying to find out who it was that perpetrated this most deplorable act. We are announcing today that we have established a reward fund in the amount of $10,000. And that's being allocated to pay those who come forward with information that leads to the positive identification of the suspects of the person or persons who has perpetrated this act. Again, I can't emphasize enough, this is not at all what the City of East Lansing is about. We're upset about it. We're serious about it. We want to find out who did this. And to that extent, as I mentioned, we are announcing the establishment of a reward fund in the amount of $10,000.
Vic, there is nothing that people take more personally than religion. And we know what the visual impact of fire is. I still have people from other parts of the country who talk about Detroit as being the city that burned the police car in 1984. How much damage could something like this do to East Lansing and mid-Michigan?
Well, if you're talking about fire from a physical standpoint, if it's set at the wrong place and goes
I'm talking enough. More in terms of image and reputation and everything that East Lansing and mid-Michigan has tried to do to position itself in a positive light.
Well, I know you were talking about that, but I want to talk about the issue of fire for a minute. You opened the door, and we have had other events in the city, and things get burned in our streets, and dumpsters get set on fire. And that gets back to what I started talking about at the beginning of the show. We want to celebrate. We want to celebrate responsibly. So fire in any form is a very concerning issue. Clearly, an event like this could cast a serious question upon our city and our citizens and what our behavior and how we approach people who do not share the same ethnicity or cultural background or religious background. And again, I can't emphasize enough. This is so uncharacteristic of our city. Nothing like this has happened in the city of East Lansing before. Mm-hmm. That's why we're being so serious about it, Jack, and that's why we're allocating the amount of money we are to try to get leads to find out the person or persons who have perpetrated this, because you're right. If someone were thinking of coming to Michigan State University to begin their education or continue their education, and they pick up the paper or they get a text message and hear an event like this, and they may question, is the city safe? Is the city welcoming?
Mm-hmm.
Those sorts of things have a tendency, unfortunately, in today's society, so heavily dependent and utilizes technology as much as we do, of kind of taking on a life of their own.
Right.
So we've worked very hard, and the leaders of the Islamic Center have worked very closely with us in this issue and even preceding this issue, to demonstrate that the city of East Lansing is a very open, very diverse, and very welcoming community.
East Lansing Mayor Vic Loomis, our guest on Ebling and You. We're talking about the response to the burning of the Koran found over the weekend at the Islamic Center of East Lansing. You talk about people who might be considering coming to this community, Vic. Have you had any questions or any feedback from those who are already here of the Muslim faith, concerned about their safety or about this community?
Well, there's some question initially when the first reports came out exactly what transpired there. But no, I believe that people do feel safe in the city of East Lansing. Our police chief has issued the crime statistics, and we show a decline each year in major crime within the city. And I think people are understanding that this was a random act. It was not like the proposed event that was going to take place in Florida that had been advertised and you know, made so much news in the national media. This clearly appears to be just a random act, a very deplorable act, and something that is just uncharacteristic and hasn't happened in the city before. So no, we actually had an event Sunday afternoon at the East Lansing Hanna Community Center,
mm-hmm.
which was, we welcomed the world to the city of East Lansing, and we had about 320 students, international students, that attended that event, along with upwards of 100 community ambassadors that were there, and we brought the international students in and just had a tremendous time, and we're getting so much positive feedback out of that event and how much these international students feel at home when they come to the Mid-Michigan community and come to Michigan State University.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's why we're so serious about following up on this random and unfortunate and deplorable act. We really want to find out who has done, who did that, and if anybody has any leads, please contact the East Lansing Police Department.
Vic, how many sister cities does East Lansing have?
Formally, we do not, or I, let me back up, we do not have formal sister city relationships, but we have worked very closely with a city in South Korea. We've worked with a city in Romania, and we recently met within the last several months with a city from Peru, and so we're trying to cultivate some relationships there. It's something that we are trying to do more of, but we're also working more closely with Michigan State University. There's 100, and I may be off a country or two, I think there's 138 countries that are represented on the campus of Michigan State University who have their citizens here either in undergraduate programs or graduate programs. And as I like to say, a person who's had the opportunity to do some traveling in the world, I no longer have to do that to see the world. The world has come to Michigan State University, to the city of East Lansing, and to the Mid-Michigan community. So we're working very hard with Michigan State University, and that was the main focus of the event Sunday afternoon, to make sure that these students... I met a student. She's the only person from her country that is here on the campus of Michigan State University. So we'll continue to work closely with the university, and as they continue to do more and more outreach right. with their educational program.
Vic, when you hear about what happened in Malerkotla, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, Malerkotla in India, where the Christian church was burned in retaliation for this incident, if you could have an interpreter, a student from Michigan State University from India, convey a 20-second message to the people of this town in India or to those who were there at the Christian church, what would you tell them about East Lansing?
That we are very open, very welcoming, and a very diverse community. And as I understand it, what they did is not at all what the Quran teaches. And I would submit that they probably should read the Quran and understand the true meaning of the Quran, because their actions that they took is not at all consistent with what the Quran and their religion teaches.
Well, I would suggest that what happened at the Islamic Center of East Lansing was not what the Bible teaches either, and maybe whoever perpetrated this can be brought to justice.
We hope so, and we encourage any and all leads, please call the East Lansing Police Department.
All right, Vic, thanks so much, and have a great weekend.
Okay, go State.
We'll be right back. We're going to talk with Dennis Burnside and Doug Warren, two of the major proponents in the renaming of Main Street, Malcolm X Boulevard. We will be back with them in just a moment on 1320 WILS.